Hey, thanks for checking out our show. If you like what you hear, we have tons of additional content at patreon.com/themedialunchbreak.
All right. Everybody, just calm it down.
Yeah, just calm down.
Everybody just needs to gain some goddamn composure around here. Just take a deep breath, everybody. I have bad news. I expelled all the energy I had for the podcast in that one joke, so I'm going to have to take a nap for the rest of the time. Bless you. Ugh. Oh, my goodness.
So I got sick as soon as we finished filming last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Caught some Canadian bug.
Oh, those are the worst kinds of bugs.
Yeah. It's a booterfly. A booterfly.
You want to give it a third go?
A sorentipede.
You know what? I'll take sorentipede.
A fire ain't?
Nah, go back one.
Yeah, I really think a booterfly is probably the best.
Yeah, but I just like how you have to give it two tries every time.
A bumble bean? That one's not going to work because they say bean instead of bin. Like, I've been somewhere, I've been somewhere. Like a bumble bean.
Right.
Which honestly is what they should be called. They should be called bumble beans.
A poutine. Nope.
Did you say poutine?
Isn't that what it is? Is it poutine?
It's poutine.
Is it poutine?
It's poutine. And evidently, it's pronounced poutine, I've been told.
Really?
Yeah. By a very reliable source.
They're like, you dirty Americans always just want to make everything so filthy, eh?
Well, and I wonder if... So, like, the first time I had it, they brought ketchup with it, which I thought was weird. Because I was like, it's already covered in gravy and cheese curds.
Mm. So wait, did you have some? And how was it?
Did I have poutine?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, let me finish the story.
Okay.
So I told my friend that, who is very familiar with Canada.
Oh, okay.
And has been many times. And she was like, why did you get ketchup with it? And I was like, I didn't ask for it. It just came like that. And then, like, I mentioned, you know, I had ordered poutine. And she said something about poutine. And I was like, wait, is that how it's pronounced? And she was like, yeah, why? And I was like, because I definitely asked for poutine. Is that why they gave me ketchup? Because they could tell I was American. And she was like, yeah, that's why.
That's 100% why.
Yeah. And I tried it. I got one from like a 24-hour sort of greasy diner.
Okay.
And that was fine. But let me tell you where the best poutine I had was. You want to take a guess?
Arby's.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
But no, McDonald's.
Of course. Of course it is.
It's real good.
So the Greasy Spoon Diner, which is probably the origin of poutine. It's hard for me to say poutine.
Poontang.
Poutine. That's probably where it was originated. Some Greasy Spoon diner didn't have the good stuff. It was McDonald's.
Chris.
Yes.
Shut up.
Son of a bitch.
Because this episode is brought to you by Tabletop Beard.
That was worth it. It's worth it.
Chris, Tabletop Beard mixes beard care and nerdiness in the best ways. They have everything your little nerd beard needs to stay healthy and smell great. They've got oils, butters, balms, and over a dozen different scents like Ranger, which smells like forest, fresh rain, and leather, and Paladin, which smells like barbershop and amber. Ooh. Head to tabletopbeard.com for free shipping on orders $50 or more, free returns within 30 days, and get 10% off your first order when you sign up for their newsletter.
Oh, man. I can't wait to try some of this Tabletop Beard.
I know. Yeah. Keep an eye out because we're going to be making some videos involving this brand to see if they're really as good as they seem.
I'm growing a beard back just to try it.
Good.
Yeah.
I was worried you were going to use it on other hair.
Well, why can't I? It deserves to smell good and be soft, too.
What does?
Other hair.
The hair on your head?
Sure.
Chris, it's not called Tabletop Hair on Your Head.
Well... My tabletop, whatever part that is, deserves to be fresh and deserves to be sweet smelling or manly smelling. That's probably the better one to do.
Chris, there are other companies for that.
But none like Tabletop.
Yeah, as far as we know. But keep an eye out in the near future. We're going to be making some reviews. I'm going to be making, I've already started writing the script for it, a video on beard care for nerds to go over my routine for my extremely luscious beard. If you don't watch
it is luscious.
Thank you. If you don't watch the Patreon videos, my beard has been getting longer and longer every second. I've been trying really hard. I've been concentrating. To get it to get longer and longer.
I gotta tell you, if this Tabletop Beard thing works out for you, it's gonna be a real problem for us. Because every time I see you, I'm just gonna be smelling your beard. Just a nose full of Andrew.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm pretty sure as well. I mean, eventually, My beard will start to get to be the length of a wizard's beard.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to be using the wizard scent of beard oil. It's a whole thing. I mean, it might be a problem.
I think that's the way to do this, is that you can determine what oil you're using depending on the length of your beard. And, you know, so like I have some stubble right now and I'm going to get into and the girth of the beard. But I have some stubble right now, and like I said, I'm going to be to try out these products. I'm going to grow my beard back. But I've always kind of kept it kind of tight, kind of, you know, close to the face, that type of thing. But that feels like a ranger. You know what I mean? That feels like,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And then if I got it a little longer, you move on to something else. So maybe that's the key. Yeah,
like a druid after he turns into a bear.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be interesting, too, because we're planning on doing two different reviews. You're going to do one, I'm going to do one.
Yes.
And you have a more, should I say, realistic beard?
Yeah, a manageable beard, I would say.
Right. So, well, and I mean, sort of more common, right? Like, your beard is going to be probably more like the kind of beard that most people have. A little shorter, like you said. You know, it's not going to be like a wizard beard, whereas mine...
I don't know. I feel like the type of person that uses a tabletop beard product probably has more of a beard like yours.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to say. We're going to review it both ways, and we're going to see, like...
Oh, I see.
Does it work well for somebody with a beard that is shorter, or do you need to wait... in order to grow your beard out. I've heard as well, many people have claimed that beard oils, depending on what they're made out of, can actually help your beard get longer quicker and thicker quicker.
I feel like that's true.
I know. Yeah. So we're going to test it out and see what happens.
Yeah. And who doesn't want to get longer, quicker?
And girthier.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I'm exhausted, but I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I had a lot. This is a lot has happened.
Hey, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Birthday, St. Patrick's Day, Roadhouse came out.
I mean, how often do you get to say that in the same sentence? You know, it's a big deal.
I was in Canada.
Oh, my gosh. When Roadhouse came out?
No, actually, I made sure to come back to the States for that.
Yeah. You got to come back to the States to watch Roadhouse. They don't allow something like that in Canada.
Yeah.
My gosh. You've had a big week, yeah. Haven't you?
Oh, I also got the AMC All You Can Eat Buffet movie ticket plan.
Oh my dear Lord. You're gonna be dead in a week.
Whatever that is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's not actually eating. It's like you get to see as many movies as you want or whatever.
But with you, that's also eating.
Yeah. I'm still gonna spend the same amount of money. It's just gonna be on food now.
Yeah. Which is good, because that's where they really make their money. So you're supporting a small conglomerate.
Fuck you.
That's good. Oh,
did you get anything good for my birthday?
Herpes.
Did you get any good gifts?
I didn't. Not yet. Not till I get my tabletop beer.
For the holiday. Because you know what was super weird?
What's
they
that?
Still took my recycling.
What's that? What's this?
They still took my recycling on my birthday.
They did?
Yeah.
How dare they?
It's like they didn't get the message that it's a holiday.
Yeah, but the post office was closed, though.
Yeah, they're always closed.
Well, I closed it for you. I came by. I was like, Andrew's coming. It's his birthday. Shut this shit down right now. And they're like, sir, who are you? And I was like, I'm locking the door. And they're like, you do not lock that door. And I was like,
they're like, how did you get our keys?
I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to shut it for like 10 minutes just for the time that he comes. And they're like, that's fine, actually. Weirdly enough, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're all right with that. Yeah.
They like me there.
Yeah, they do. You're a fan favorite, I'm sure.
They know me as the guy with the wizard beard.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, who doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome to the Media Lunch Break, bringing you all of your comic, geeky, movie news, all in the time it takes to eat a good sandwich and grow out your luscious beard. My name is Chris Treble. Alongside me, as always, is my co-host, Andrew Dunn. Say hello, Andrew.
Hang on, my beard actually wants to say hello this week.
Oh, okay, great.
Hi!
Wow, that's a high-pitched
voice. I wasn't sure which one I was going to go with.
I would have thought, but... Okay. All right.
Well, I already talk in basically the lowest part of my voice, so I can only really...
Nope. And you're not allowed to redo it. There's no take backs on that. That's the voice of your beard now.
Yeah.
Your voice... The voice of your... Fuck this. Fuck it. I'm done with this. I give it three. You know my policy on words. I give them three tries, and if I don't get it, we move on. Okay? Fuck me. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, do you know what day it is, though?
It's not my birthday.
It's not your birthday. It's the second best day of the damn day of the week. It's the Tuesday news day.
Oh, shit. It's the Tuesday news day.
Oh, man. Is there some news day for this Tuesday? Let me tell you. There's a bunch of shit going on right now. Andrew, we got a ton of stuff.
I had a hard time finding stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, I have a few news, actual news stories. And then we are young, dumb, and full of trailers this week.
Yeah, we sure are.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. But yeah, there's not a lot of like news, right. But there's so many trailers that there's tons of stuff to talk about. Should we get into some stuff to talk about?
Yeah, I think we can get into some stuff to talk about, Chris.
Yeah. Oh boy, I know that sound.
Because Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are reportedly set to produce a film adaptation of the comic 8 Billion Genies.
That was a good Seth Rogen.
Oh, thank you. That was actually, I just had a, I thought of something funny.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it was in the middle of the news thing. But
yeah. I think this will be interesting. I think they're, I mean, listen, they're the guys who created The Boys as well. For
which sucks.
Well, that's good. Well,
people love it.
People love it. We put up with it.
They did TMNT.
They did TMNT. There it is. I was like, they have a wide variety of stuff. Yeah. They cast a wide net. And like, if you're like, I hate this thing that they did, I'm pretty sure I could find you something else that they did that you love. So it's wide enough that I'm like, I would be interested to see what they're going to do with it. Plus, again, like think of how we like TMNT. And it's because they were people who treated this with deference, and you could tell that these are people who cared about like what they were doing,
for sure.
And when it comes to something like 8 Billion Genies, they don't strike me as the type of people who choose projects because of the money, you know?
Yeah.
If they want to do this, they're like, oh, that'll be really cool to adapt.
All right, so for anyone who doesn't know, 8 Billion Genies is an 8-issue comic that I actually just read pretty recently that was pretty great.
Okay.
Didn't like blow my socks off or anything, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It might be a reading assignment in the near future. Great. But it is, the concept behind it is, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, every single person on the planet is given a genie, or receives a genie. A genie just pops up and is like, hey, I'm your genie. And they explain, every single person gets one wish, and it can be any wish. And so the way this works is, it theorizes what would happen in the first 8 seconds, and that's the first issue.
Right.
What would happen in the first 8 hours, which is the next issue.
Mm-hmm.
The first 8 days, which is the third issue. The first 8 months, I think. And then the first 8 years. And then the first 8 decades. And then the first 8 centuries.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So each issue takes a bigger and bigger amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's like sort of what happens between the last issue and this upcoming one. And it's very interesting. And it gets into sort of like where these genies came from, why this is happening.
Right.
And also like what would happen.
Because they want to ruin humanity. They just want to ruin it. They know we're selfish pricks.
Maybe. Or maybe they want to make it as great as possible.
Nah, if they did that, they would have left us alone.
Everybody gets a free pony.
they would have chosen the wish for us.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, guys, we're genies. We're going to grant you one wish. And they're like, I wish. And they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We've already decided the wish for you. Here is your donut.
So there's some cool stuff. Like, one of the first things that happens is that all of the world's leaders wish for the same thing, and it counteracts and cancels out all of each other's wishes. Oh, it's like they really all wish that their country is the number one leader in the entire world or whatever.
Right.
And
right,
so right, all right. of their genies just disappear and nothing changes.
Right.
So that's, there's stuff like good. That. That's kind of cool.
I like that a lot.
But yeah, it's an interesting story. My main concern with
this. Is this a series, or is this a how are they doing this?
And there we are. Oh, okay. So my main concern with this is that while reading it, I was like, this would have made a great 8-episode season.
Right.
It is going to be a movie.
Okay.
And the reason as well that I think this would have been a great series is like, you can recast everyone, because like there are some recurring characters,
right,
especially in the first few issues.
Right.
But eventually, like, some of them get real old.
Right.
And you can have like three different actors playing the same characters.
Sure.
And in doing so, you can film a lot of stuff at the same time and save some time and money.
Right.
But if you're doing a movie, I'm not super sure how you handle all that other than maybe prosthetics. Like maybe you just make everybody old.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. If you're doing a movie, well, I feel like what they would probably do is hone in on one character, and it would probably be you could cover the 8 seconds, 8 minutes, 8 days. Maybe even the 8 years, but like after that, I feel like they would really, I think they're going to hone in on like everybody gets a genie and this is what it's like for the first 24 hours. And it just, the world goes bananas.
Yeah.
And it's this person navigating through like this crazy event. You know, if the movie would be like what I think it would be, he's done this movie already with, what's it called? This Is the End.
Right.
Where it's basically like someone has to get from point A to point B, but in the middle of it, a genie popped up for everybody and granted everyone wishes. And now the world is in absolute bananas chaos. And you're just trying to get navigate it and get through it. And like shit's going crazy. There's fucking unicorns running around. People have superpowers. People are rich now. You know what? Whatever it is. And they're just trying to navigate through it. So you just have one character with a central storyline as opposed to like multiple characters over the course of like 800 years, basically.
Yeah, that is, I feel like that is something that's going to make this kind of difficult is that a lot of the plot of this comic is just people trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of them don't really have a goal that there are obstacles. In between. There are some.
Right.
And you follow them as well. But like, it's mostly just like, hey, let's all try not to die because everybody's wishes are fucking crazy.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is.
In fact, a big wild card that to throw into the mix of this is just a reminder. Every person gets a wish. Not every adult.
Yeah. So
it's fucking bananas.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So, yeah, you get all sorts of weird shit showing up all the time.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just like, hey, if I got to survive getting over to so-and-so's house when everybody in the world wished for, you know, whatever, how the hell do we survive that? That's really what I think they're going to hone it down. This sounds like it's going to be 8 billion genies in title only. And then an interesting idea that they could just piggyback off of a property from.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
Yeah.
And this is going to be for Amazon MGM Studios. And additionally, Rodney Rothman, who co-wrote and co-directed Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, will write the script for the movie.
Nice. All right. Well, how about this then, Andrew? Over at DC, apparently a live-action Teen Titans movie has officially been greenlit over at DC.
Is that a Beast Boy pun? Been greenlit.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. And you know what? It wasn't, but it is now. And also, I hate myself for making a pun now.
Oh, good.
You got a 2-for-1.
Then I've succeeded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they're going to be on their own live action feature. And we've got Anna, I'm going to mess up this name right now, Nguera, to write the screenplay. Let me see. That name sounds familiar.
And it's a name you don't mess around with.
Nope, it's not.
I mean, yes, it is.
I know why. She wrote the screenplay for Supergirl, the new Supergirl.
The one that's coming out.
Yes. So she wrote the screenplay for Woman of Tomorrow.
Interesting.
And she's been tapped to write a new screenplay for Teen Titans. I think this is a great idea, and it's about damn time.
Is this going to be part of James Gunn's DCU?
It is going to be part of James. Right, as far as I know, it's going to be part of James Gunn's DCU.
Who do you want to play people?
Well, that's really what I was bringing it up. It's like, now that this has been announced, let the casting rumors begin, everyone.
Can I give you a, I guess it's not a headcanon, a fan casting?
Go for it.
Have you watched, and we'll get into it next week, mm-hmm, the new Ghostbusters?
I have not. Oh. I have not yet. I haven't got a chance yet. As of this recording, I have not.
When you watch it.
Okay.
I don't think this is a spoiler.
Okay.
The kid who plays Podcast is in it.
Yes. Logan Kim.
Yes.
Yes.
Beast Boy.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
My God. 100%. The entire movie, yes, I was thinking like he would be so good.
Yes. 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 Wow, that is great casting. Holy shit, that's good.
Yeah.
That is some of the best fan casting I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally, he came on screen and I was like,
Beast Boy?
Beast Boy?
You like yelled it in the theater?
He came on screen. Yeah. And, like, and all three people who were in there with me were like, oh, this guy.
They're like, what? And then he's like, and you were like, he should be Beast Boy.
And
they were like,
and then during the movie, I was like, so Beast Boy is a character from Teen Titans. It's this group. It's by the DC Comics. It's like Robin. And I just went through the whole thing and we all just missed the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't mind because I have the AMC Stubbs buffet all you can eat movies.
All you can eat Sizzler package.
That's right.
So you went and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go again and I'm gonna get a few more hot dogs.
Yeah.
Anybody want any? Too bad, I'm gonna eat them all. These are mine. I'm gonna get a hot dog, I'm gonna go get a taquito, I'm gonna go get a little personalized pizza.
Yeah, $30 bag of chips.
Yep. And 2 cent cheese squirt, whatever this is.
And a $60 popcorn bucket I can fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How quickly do you think those things sell out?
Which ones? The Dune ones?
The Dune ones. Which other popcorn buckets are you fucking?
Any that they'll put butter in.
Oh, that's true. That's fair.
Do you have any more actual news?
Here's another one really quick. Joker 2, Dolia Fur.
Dolia Dur.
Dolia Dur. No, it doesn't matter.
Dolia Fur.
Dolia Fur, Folia Dur.
Uh-huh.
Daria Dur.
Daria.
Daria Dur. Joker 2. We already knew that it was going to be some sort of a musical. Apparently, it's more of a jukebox musical. And it's going to be all mostly like previously done songs remade.
Do you think they're going to slowly release more information about this as time goes on? And eventually they're going to be like, it's just Walk the Line.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. They said there's a possibility for like one or two original songs, but for the most part, it's going to be all covers. I personally think this is the best way this could have gone. I honest to God think if you were going to do this, this is the way to do this.
Okay.
What are you thinking about this?
Like, you mean if it's going to be a musical?
If it's going to be a musical.
Do songs people already know.
For this... In particular?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant this is the way best way Joker 2 could have gone.
Oh, yeah. No, this is... If they had said, we're not doing a musical at all...
That's probably best case scenario.
I would have set fire to your post office that I locked already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it really depends on what songs they're using and how they implement them, right?
Yes. However, I think... As opposed to a movie full of completely original songs for Joker, Folia Dur, I feel like I would rather go with some weird covers and then maybe like one original song so that I can qualify for the Oscars.
You think like Joker by Steve Miller Band?
Yes, it's going to be 80 covers of Joker by Steve Miller Band. In fact, that's the only song. It's just covered 15 different ways.
Yeah. I mean, what else?
What else is there?
What else should be in this? I mean, it's got to be that one, right? The Joker. It's probably going to be in the credits.
I think it's going to be Poker Face, but made into Joker Face.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. And you get the addedness so that it is Gaga in there. So
yeah.
There you go. I think just those two. I think that's it.
Great.
Why would you have anything else?
Why fucking would you?
Why would you? Here's one other thing that I'll share before we get into the trailers. There is a rumor going around that we have a new James Bond, and it would be Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, wait until Craven comes out and then check in on that again.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That's a fair point. Apparently there's been a formal offer that was given out to become James Bond. And if he has any brains in his head, he will take this before Craven comes out.
My God, right?
Yeah.
I was explaining who he is to someone who didn't know. And I was like, this man has been on the precipice of fame for like 15 years.
Yeah, for his whole career.
Yeah. He's been like just waiting for something.
Right.
Like this.
Yeah. Basically,
he's been waiting for, you know, he got his superhero character that he could play. And it was a nothing character in a nothing movie.
And they killed him immediately.
Yeah, but it was also a movie no one remembers. It was a character no one really remembers.
No, but that's what I mean. Yeah.
And so like he's just always been maybe he'll be good in this and then he is, and then the movie's bad. Maybe he'll be good in this and then he is, but no one watches it. Maybe he'll, you know, just on and on. So I agree. I think his agent, if this is all true, I think at this point it's still pretty much a rumor, but his agent, if this is true, has to be like, for the love of fuck, please.
Sign this right now.
Please.
If Madam Web has taught us anything, sign this right fucking now. And keep your trap shut from here on out.
Yeah.
I don't care how much dog shit Craven is. If you Dakota Johnson all over this, I will kill you myself.
Yeah.
I have the license to kill, motherfucker.
Did you see the... Oh, very good. Did you see the... They released the blooper reel from Madam Web.
I thought that's what I watched in the theater.
Oh, he did it, everybody.
Thank you.
You made a joke.
Thank you very much, everyone.
You made
Thank
a very you. Good joke.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, actually, Chris, it wasn't. But there is a part where she's doing some scene. Dakota Johnson, she's like running through the subway station. And she like laughs and then stops in front of the director, whose name escapes me, CJ something.
Yeah.
But and she's like, hey, was that any good? And the director doesn't respond. And she goes, was that terrible? And the director doesn't respond. And she goes, are you laughing or are you crying? And then it cuts.
That's good. And that's really the, I believe that's the survey they were asking audience members when they were coming out of the theater as well. Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
You want to get into some trailers?
Chris, before we do that.
Okay.
I was in Toronto last week, and Toronto has their own little Canadian Times Square. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It's called Young Dundas Square. And I stood out there one evening in the cold Canadian air. This is true. This is a true thing. You're smiling already. This is absolutely true. My hotel was on the corner of it.
Of what?
Of Young Dundas Square.
Okay.
It's the cross of Young Street and Dundas Street. And I thought it was Dundas or Dundas, but I looked it up on, like, I found a video from like the Toronto local news, and it's evidently Dundas.
You asked your friend who pronounced it Putin.
Yeah, that's right.
Or whatever.
But no, I looked it up and it is pronounced Dundas. So if you're laughing at that, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell, because you're offending all of Canada.
That's fine.
Anyway, I stood out there one evening on the corner of Young and Dundas, and I felt for a split second that it was part of me, part of us all, really, because we're young, we're Dundas, and we're full of trailers.
What the fuck was that? Was the longest intro to something that didn't even make fucking sense. Son of a bitch. First of all, Young Dundas, that's like describing what you were in college or something.
That's a real place that I was.
Young Dundas.
Yes, that's look it up.
That's the way I would describe your ass in high school.
I didn't make it up, Chris. That's where I was.
No, that you didn't go down that direction with any of that? They didn't go for that?
No.
Oh,
we're
man.
Not talking about that. We're talking about how we're young, Dundas, and full of trailers.
Okay. I guess I have to go with it. I have no
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, you do. You have to yes and me. That's the rule.
Well, yes, and for the love of God, let's move on.
You have to yes, Dundas me.
I would love to Young Dasty. I don't even know what that means.
I'll show you when you're older.
Oh, okay.
Chris.
What do you want to talk? Which one do you want to go first?
There's so fucking many. I wrote them all down. All the ones I watched. I guess we should start with Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. It was almost called Beetlejuice 2024 AD.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Tim Burton liked... I guess that was the name of a Dracula sequel or something, but it was not 2024 AD. It was like
something AD.
Else AD. I don't remember, okay. But he liked that idea. And then he was convinced to use Beetlejuice instead.
Yeah. I mean, so far it's just a teaser. There's really not much else to see.
It looks fine.
But it
does everything that a sequel, like a 20-year-old sequel teaser, 40-year-old sequel teaser does.
That a Young Dundas sequel does.
That's right. Where it like, you know, it's the song, but it's slower and sad. And then it's got the face of the person at the very end.
Right.
That we remember from the first one.
And then you look at him and you go, oh, he looks older for sure.
I guess. I think he looks mostly the same.
He looks mostly the same, but it's just one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, this was definitely made in the 80s and it's definitely 2024 now.
Do you think they get Alec Baldwin back?
No.
Who do you think is dead?
Oh, the, what's his name? The one guy, the
pedophile?
Yeah, the pedophile. The pedophile is definitely
dead. I'm remembering that right?
No, yeah, you're right.
He turned out to be a pedophile? Yeah, it's him, right?
Or it was child porn. I mean, not that there's much of a difference, but yeah. But I guess, to be clear, it was child pornography, I believe. Oh, no, maybe he was a pedophile. I don't remember, actually.
Again, pedophile just means you're attracted to children. I don't know why we're getting into this.
Let's not get into this.
Pornography, a pedophile couldn't do either of those things.
Yes, but I'm just saying, I think he was arrested for child pornography.
Sure.
Anyway, who gives a shit? Anyway, this guy's a fucking piece of shit, and they killed him off in the movie because they sure shit ain't bringing him back.
Yeah.
And good on him, and I hope he rots in hell, weirdo. Also, he's in Ferris Bueller, so there's that. I don't know why
he might have literally been in Ferris Bueller. I don't want to.
Don't do that. Oh, that young dundas.
Oh God. Oh, here it is. He pleaded no contest to a felony charge of employing a minor for purposes of taking sexually explicit photos and was required to register as a sex offender.
Oh, okay. So he's a bigger piece of shit than I originally thought.
So a little bit of a combo of both of what we said. Yeah.
The poo-poo platter of creepy and weird fucked up, stupid fucking pieces of shit.
A pederast.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, so that guy's definitely dead, both in this movie and, God willing, in real life pretty soon.
Yeah.
But, I'm pretty sure they even came out and said, that's the guy he's dead in the movie. Don't even worry about it. You won't even have to worry about, hey, is he going to show up and make a cameo? No, he's definitely dead. They're opening the movie with, a funeral for that.
To be fair,
yes,
I feel like they should have just made him divorced or something, because I'm isn't the whole point of this that the ghosts stick around in this universe?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So did they create their own plot hole in there?
Maybe. Or is he gonna be in it? That's the thing. I know if they said he's not gonna be in it, I'm sure he won't, but
no.
That's what I it's almost like a Chekhov's gun, isn't it?
Right. Does it create a plot hole if he's dead and this is a story about going to the underworld, wouldn't it make more sense for him to actually show up in the movie rather than have him just
And less of a plot hole, just more of a Chekhov's gun? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gun is there. You're killing the dad in the first scene. This is a show about, this is a franchise about ghosts.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Maybe it should have been better if they had just they should have just brought life into art and just had him get arrested for being a fucking weird, creepy creep.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Holy shit.
And still would have fit in the world of the movie, because it's just about weird shit all the time. So,
yeah.
You know,
he looks like a weird guy in that movie.
Because he looks like a weird guy who would do that both in life and in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if he was selling awful, horrible photos, that explains how he could afford that house.
That's true. That's also true. I will say, they said there's no CGI in this, or they didn't use CGI for the big. I think that Burton came out and said that he's not using CGI for the big effects and that type of thing. Which so far, and I feel like if they had the CGI for it, they would have wanted to show it off a little bit. But so far, it looks like nothing. It all still looks pretty practical, which is good. That's what you want. You still want this
I'm pretty sure the first one had a bunch of CGI in it.
No, but I mean, they had stop motion. They had a lot of claymate, the chairs and everything.
Yeah.
But it's not the glossy CGI that we've come to know.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not like Dune 2.
Yeah. Which is what you really want. So I'm still interested in this. I'm still okay, I'd like to see another trailer. I'd like to see more.
Yeah.
Seeing this and seeing him come out of that thing, that could have gone either way. You could have looked at him and been like, nope, no thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we are in the middle of the Keaton Renaissance. The Keaton-sance? The it doesn't matter.
I'll take the Keaton-sance.
All right. And I feel like this should have done more to make me interested. I fucking love that Winona Ryder is back in action.
Right.
Seeing her in Stranger Things was such a joy.
Right.
Michael Keaton as well. I have so much love for him. Jenna Ortega is one of the hottest new stars in celebrityhood, or whatever. So this should have made me really, really excited. And I was just oh, there it is. Yep. He's back, everyone.
Oh, yeah. This guy's back, and these people are back, and they're back, and she's in this.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess that'll be for the second trailer.
Right. So, I'm I'm with you. I'm like, yeah, it's on my radar still. Yeah. I don't think it looks like it sucks, but I also don't think it looks amazing. So I'll just keep an eye out and see if it looks any better.
This is kind of like, other than we just started getting news about real actual news about this.
Yeah.
In the last, I would say, month between like the release date, the title, and now this. And I was like, the one thing that astounds me is that it comes out like really soon.
Oh, really?
It comes out in, I think, September, isn't it?
That doesn't seem that soon to me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, we didn't get anything like a still frame or anything like a year ago.
Right.
We got this, and I was like, this is like, I didn't even realize that this had actually been, September 6th. So it's the beginning of September.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't realize this was even shot at this point.
Yeah, it's like 4 months.
Like, done. Yeah.
It's a good point.
That's crazy. That's, I will, you know, for me, that gives, I give it props for that, for not being a movie that they're like, hey, we're doing this giant sequel. It's a, in a year and a half, you're going to get it. And then we're like, oh, God, no, I don't really care about this by the time it actually comes out.
Until we get to the end of the movie and it goes, wait for part two in 2 years.
What else would you like to talk about? What other trailers?
What, Chris? What?
Oh, I'm giving you the option. I'm throwing it to you.
I have so many. There's The Spider Within, which is a short film based on the Spider-Verse franchise.
I heard about it, did not see it.
Yeah, it, evidently the short is out somewhere. Okay. Or it was like played before a movie or something. They're releasing, actually, when you're listening to this, it'll already be on YouTube. That's what the trailer was for, is that this short film is coming to YouTube tomorrow as we're recording this, but by the time you're hearing it, it'll be out. Looks fine. I mean, it's Spider-Verse, so I'm sure it's great, but they don't really show a whole lot in this short trailer thing.
Yeah.
Harold in the Purple Crayon.
Oh, crayon? I did see this.
Do you say crayon or crayon?
Harold and the Purple Crayon. Crayon.
Crayon?
That's how I say
crayon.
It.
Crayon? I don't know.
I don't say crayon. I don't say crayon and I don't say crayon. I say like, I think I say like.
I say marker.
I say wax writer.
Is that like ghost writer?
Yeah, but with wax.
I don't think that looks very good, but, you know, it looks like a thing for kids, so whatever.
No, it looks like a thing that they went, hey, we should make this a new movie. And then they went, hey, there's no movie here. And then they went, well, fucking figure it out, asshole. Yeah. We own this.
And then Zachary Levi was like, I've got kids, probably.
Was like, I've got the, I'll do it.
But I think they offered it to him and he was like, I've got kids.
Yeah, they should.
That's what happens with this sort of shit, right?
Yep. Sure does. Sure does. He's like, I'm not doing Shazam anymore.
Yeah, God willing. Alien Romulus?
Alien Romulus. Yes, that was the other one that I didn't write down. But yeah, this looks good. This looks,
yeah, it looks spooky.
Really, really good. It's by the guy who did Evil Dead, the last Evil Dead. I think it was the last Evil Dead movie that came out.
There was something else that they said he did that it made me very excited. Who is this guy? Who are you, motherfucker?
He just did Evil Dead in an apartment building, right? That's him. He did the last one.
Fede Alvarez?
Or he did the other one where Bruce Campbell comes in.
Oh, he did
the
Don't Breathe.
That's right.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Don't Breathe, Don't Breathe 2, The Girl in the Spider's Web, Evil Dead. Whichever one that is, but
just Evil Dead. Okay.
So yeah, that's cool.
This looks great to me. I really think, you know, this is a very back to basics. I think this is the Alien movie they've been trying to do for the last like three Alien movies that they just couldn't get.
I think I'm still on the Beetlejuice fence with this one. I think it looks fine.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I need to see more of the plot. I need to see more of the acting. I need to see more of the hook for me for this, because it does look well directed. I'll give it that.
Yeah, it does.
It looks scary. It looks like a great thriller. Mm-hmm. But I still need to know, like, what the fuck is going on? Why do I care about these people? What's happening in this trailer? Yeah. Because as of now, the initial teaser is just like, hey, here's some crazy alien spooky shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's not why I go to see movies, though.
It strikes me as original Alien, though. It strikes me as like, there's one alien, just one. Yes. It's not 1,000. They're not 8,000, you know, giant.
Maybe. There is like a shot where there's like 10 face huggers or whatever.
Yeah. So, but they could come out, more could come out. But it feels like there's just so far, like,
yeah,
it's like Original Alien, where it's like, there's just one, we're trapped on a ship, this thing's going around killing people.
And that's kind of what I mean, right? Is right. I need to see that that's what it's about.
If that's what this is, yeah.
Right.
We need to double check this. Somebody needs to get on this and fact check.
Someone get back to Washington and
see what's going on with this.
Someone get on the horn.
Exactly. Yeah. We've also got, we got the Penguin trailer.
We sure did, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's real fat.
He's real fat in this. I mean, it looks...
It said Oscar nominated, Academy nominee. Has he not won one?
No.
Colin Farrell?
I think he's only been nominated one time.
Was it for The Lobster?
No, it was for...
Was it for In Bruges?
No, it's for the last one.
Was it for The Banshees of Inisherin?
That's the one.
Was it for Seven Psychopaths?
Is he in that one?
I mean, statistically.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, he's only been the one for Banshees of Inisherin.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He is. And I gotta say, the more I see him in this, the more I'm like, I liked him in that other movie. Like, he's really good in this part.
You mean the Batman?
That's the other movie I'm referring to. No. Yeah. Beetlejuice. He's really great as the Penguin in Beetlejuice.
Well, I didn't know if you meant the Banshees of Inisherin.
He's good as the Penguin in Banshees of Inisherin as well.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Chris, go to hell.
Okay.
It looks good. Yeah, it looks fine. I'm on board with this. It's a show, though, right?
Yes, it's a show.
I'm going to be a big curmudgeon this whole episode because I'm like, oh, I don't have the time to watch. I'm trying to watch. This is another thing I meant to bring up in the beginning of the episode.
You don't
have
time to watch any of it, Andrew, and you're going to watch all of it. So get over it.
Yeah, maybe. I probably will. I've been rewatching the original 90s X-Men cartoon to try and get ready for 97 because people have been talking about how great it is.
I know. I've thought about doing that too. And that's a big investment.
They're so quick. The episodes are like 20 minutes. So I'm about halfway through already. And it's fine. Some episodes are better than others. But regardless, I'm struggling to I've had so many people recommend me series to watch recently.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't fucking do it. And there's so much fucking shit coming out, including The Acolyte.
Yes. Which actually looks kind of good to me.
I think it looks great. That's probably, looking at the rest of these, that's probably the thing I'm most excited for on this
list. That looks actually solid to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw this and I gotta say, I was like, oh boy.
I know.
Another Star Wars thing. Here we go. And then I watched it and I was like,
this is kind of, give me 2 to 3 Andor style shows.
Right.
Where there's no Jedi, no Sith,
right,
no lightsabers, and then shove this thing at me. And it comes out of nowhere. That's the way to do it, right?
Yeah,
it's
make
us, give us more of the thing that isn't what we've been getting, and then give us the original again. Because this feels like old school Star Wars.
Right. Also, but give me something that, again, the thing that everyone's like, oh, The Mandalorian, when it first came out, it was amazing. And it was like, you know why? Because it was something we had never seen. It wasn't part of any other part of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's off in its own little part of the world, and it's not an offshoot of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, it really wasn't until Boba Fett that we saw any characters we had seen before.
Right. And so it's like, this is great. And Andor is great, but it's part of Rogue One, which was part of it's not officially part of the Skywalker saga, but it has something to do with it.
Yeah.
We have Boba Fett. We all know why.
That's true. Galaxies are very big.
Yeah. And it's like this, you could, you know, the Jedi are interesting. And I think this taps into a very modern sense of what the Jedi is, which were a bunch of fucking idiots. They were just this egotistical, bureaucratic, force that kept tripping over themselves. And so it's
they were space cops in an authoritarian galaxy.
Right. And so it's like, show that. Let's get into that. You've touched on it briefly, but let's get into it. And I think that's what this is doing. And so I think it's tapping into something where it's like, yeah, show me Jedi. And they're not just some sort of wizard that knows everything, that they're flawed. And there's a reason this whole thing collapsed out from underneath them.
Well, and that's almost what the prequel trilogy was. If you really evaluate The Phantom Menace, it kind of is about how totalitarian and overly authoritative the Jedi are towards Anakin, who just is a young man who falls in love with a woman. And they're like, hey, you're not allowed to do that. And he's like, you're not allowed to fall in love. This is the light side. This is the good side. You're going to tell me I can't be in love with somebody?
Or just that moment when he's in the he's in the, like, I forget what it's called in it, but the library. And he's like, hey, this thing isn't in here. And then she goes, well, if it's not in there, it doesn't exist. And she's like, and it's like, what? Fuck you. Like, how do you know? Somebody could have made a mistake. Or that moment
where he goes and kills all the children.
Right. Right. And then he gets into Beetlejuice.
Well, yeah. But the point I was trying to make, though, is that, like, there is a theory amongst the Star Wars nerddom that this story arc will end. The Jedi arc will end when societies in this galaxy realize that it is not the light side or the dark side that is the best or the right. It is a combination of the both. There's something called the Gray Jedi, which is a theory that I think it was in the expanded universe, which is no longer a thing.
Right.
But the idea that there are force users who are trained in both light and dark ways and walk a middle path,
right,
which this is all about Eastern religions and stuff. George Lucas has been very open about how it's based on, like, Buddhism and Bushido and stuff like that. And Buddha was known as the person who created the middle path, which is like a middle way to find enlightenment. So, like, that would make sense as a way to sort of bookend this story.
Right, 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 right. Let me get my juice box. Hold on a second.
I cannot take you seriously with that juice box. You doing a little rap just then?
I did. Yeah, again, this looks great. I think the action in this looks really, really tight. I'm really interested to see what this is. Again, I just love the idea of being in a world of Star Wars, or part of the world of Star Wars, that I don't know. It's like I think it's like 100-150 years before episode one or something. This is an era of Star Wars we've never seen.
Oh, interesting. The Acolyte is?
Yeah, I believe. I think I read that somewhere. So like I said, this is a time in Star Wars we've never seen. So there's plenty of room to play without having to bump into anyone that we know, which is perfect. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to say a Skywalker. I don't want anyone to, you know, any of this bullshit about, like, possible Darth Vader.
I can't wait until we're introduced to Luke Skywalker's great, 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 great grandfather in it.
Oh, I can't. I know. It's going to be the end of season one, I guarantee you. Jesus.
Do you see the trailer for Rebel Moon 2?
Oh, let's get into this piece of shit. Dude, now. Dude,
Zack Snyder, say whatever you want about his movies, he makes good trailers.
He does make good trailers. Here's the problem with this. The trailer looks great, but I already know, because this is the sequel to an already shitty movie, that this is going to be horseshit.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the problem.
Sure is.
I just want them to explain the antlers on Anthony Hopkins' robot's head.
They might. They won't.
They might, or they might not.
They won't.
They might just leave it go. I don't know. Yep. This trailer happened. It's Digimon Hunsu is there.
Oh, and he's like, I looked up how to pronounce his name.
Okay.
Jaimon Hansu.
Jaimon Hansu is there.
He said it rhymes with Simon.
Okay. Jaimon Hansu is there.
He sure is.
And he's like, hey, everybody, you've all got a past. And remember that you all have a past, because we didn't show it in the first movie. Because even though it was like 3 hours long, for some reason we didn't have time to show any sort of character development for any of us. But just remember, you do have a past. And then we're going to draw on that past. And now we're going to show the past. We didn't have time to do it the first time. But in the second movie, because we all stuck around because it was so good, that we're going to show all our past now. And how amazing we are. And now we're going to teach these little hillbillies to fight. And here we go. And that's the movie. It's a lot of dust. There's a lot of dust. And burning laser swords, which look cool. I will give him that.
He should have made a Star Wars movie instead. I wonder if he's ever tried to do that.
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever occurred to him to try and make a Star Wars movie. Yeah, this one feels... Even I know the last one, they were like, this was going to be a Star Wars movie. And then he adapted it to his own thing. And he was like, now I can do whatever I want. But man, this one looks even more Star Wars than.
Yeah, there's actual like lightsaber battles.
Yeah, somebody pulled out a lightsaber and I was like.
And fought another person with a lightsaber.
Shit. He really is like, he's not even trying right now. He's just like, nah, lightsabers, dude.
Yeah.
We got him. What do you got?
Laser blades.
Yeah, whatever, man. What do you got? The fucking. license on these things? I don't think so. I can do whatever I
Maybe
want.
Maybe it expired.
Yeah.
It's been like 50 years.
It's a laser. It's a laser sword. You can make a laser sword however you want.
Chris.
Yes.
We also got the trailer for The Crow.
We did get the trailer for The Crow. And while this is not a movie that I would particularly want to see, I was like, hey, as far as a Crow movie goes, or at least what I believe a Crow movie is, since I've never seen a Crow movie before in my entire life.
Oh, dude. You gotta see that.
This looks good.
No.
Okay. Then this looks bad.
This looks like dog shit.
Okay. Well,
you should watch the original Brandon Lee Crow.
All right. I'll get to it.
It's real good.
I hear that.
Fun fact.
Yes.
Last time I checked.
He died during the movie. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Because no.
Everybody who's ever seen The Crow loves spitting that little factoid out like they're the first person to ever say it.
Yeah, they killed his character off in the movie, even though he wasn't a pedophile.
Oh, that's weird, right?
I know. I guess it's because he actually died. Did you know that? He died on the set.
Oh, really? Oh, I hadn't heard that. Gee, please tell me more.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, so anyway, what the fuck was I going to talk about? He does a good job in it.
Who, Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like a good enough performance.
I thought he meant the Skarsgård.
No. It's a good enough performance that like it made him famous, but it's a good movie. And this just looks like so fucking... Oh, the last time I checked, that's what it was. The last time I checked, the trailer for this movie had 60,000 likes and 100,000 dislikes.
Wow. That is a, well, yeah, because Crow fans are going to just go out and like.
I don't think there are 100,000 Crow fans.
No, they're not. But they're going to vote twice. And then the next one was, wasn't the next one, what's his name? Eddie Furlong from Terminator 2. Wasn't he the next Crow? I think he's the next Crow.
I think you're the next Crow.
Oh.
Did you see the trailer for Dog Man?
No, I haven't seen the trailer for Dog Man. Wait, there's a trailer for a Dogman movie?
Is that a pre-existing license that I don't know about?
Dogman?
Yeah.
Yes, this is a kid's comic. If it's the same thing I'm talking about.
I'm nearly certain it's not.
Nope, it's definitely not.
It's by Luc Besson, who did The Professional, Lucy, The Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, this is not anything that I was thinking it was. Never mind.
I was very surprised when it sounded like you knew what I was talking about.
Nope.
Looks interesting.
Okay.
It's about like a drag queen who kills a bunch of people.
Cool.
And has a lot of dogs.
Okay. Well, those two things go together like peanut butter and jelly, baby.
like a peanut butter and jelly baby.
Yeah.
It, it looks as weird as I would expect from a Luc Besson film, which yep. I'm excited about. I love his movies. Even Lucy, which was like universally panned, I thought it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see what he's putting out now in his old age. Did you see the trailer for the Suicide Squad Isekai?
No. What is this?
It's an anime.
Ooh.
Based on the Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
It starts off real cringy, but after about the first maybe 20 seconds, I'm totally on board.
Really?
Everything in the trailer looks amazing.
Is it based on something like, is it borrowing a storyline from a comic and then adapting it to an anime, or is it an original story?
It looks very similar to the movie, the recent movie,
okay,
live action movie we got. It does look like it has some changes in the plot. There's some characters that aren't in the movie that are in this.
Right.
It looks like they've switched out, like Ratcatcher, I think, has been switched out for a different character that I don't know.
Got it.
But like Peacemaker's in it. King Shark is in it. Rick Flag.
Right.
Joker, Harley Quinn. Joker doesn't seem to be a member of the Suicide Squad. He seems to just be in sort of flashbacks. Katana is in it.
Interesting.
It looks good. It looks like fun.
If this is good enough, do you think we can consider this the air cut and we can all stop talking about it?
Nope.
Well, then that's too bad.
And the last trailer I have is Boy Kills World.
I have no idea what this is.
This is, I think it's another same guy, whoever plays the Crow. Skarsgård?
Skarsgård?
I think it's the same guy. But he plays a kid who is deaf and, not a kid. When he was a kid, he became deaf and mute. And the voice he hears in his head when he thinks, he took from the last voice that he heard, which was like an announcer for a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's H. John Benjamin.
Really?
And it looks like he's getting revenge on the people who killed his parents, I think. And so he's just like mowing through people.
Wow. Okay.
It looks interesting. It looks like fun.
It is the same guy. It is the Crow.
It's the Crow, Brandon Lee.
Yeah, it's the Crow. No, it's not. It's just the Crow.
It's not even an actor.
It's a Crow.
It's just, it's not the Crow. It's a Crow.
It's a Crow. It's one Crow.
Yeah. It's 100 crows in a trench coat. In a trench croat.
Nope.
Gotcha.
Touche. You got me good.
You've been Dundas.
Oh, young Dundas or old Dundas? You've been
young Dundas.
Oh, my goodness.
Middle-aged Dundas?
That's the only Dundas I'd want to be Dundas. you got anything else, sir?
How much wood could a woodchuck... That's all the trailers I have.
Okay. Is there anything else?
How much Dundas could a Dundas... Dundas... I got nothing.
Apparently.
Nothing in my brain.
And nothing,
nothing
in
my, on my notes.
And nothing in your Dundas.
Nothing in my Dundas.
Hey, my Dundaries.
What?
Hey, Andrew.
What?
Hey, Andrew.
What?
Where can they find us?
For Christ's sake, they can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Yeah, Google Podcasts for a little while longer. I was just checking the date because that's going to go away soon.
You said it in a way that you were like, you're determining right now if it's still Google Podcasts or not. Like if it's your, as if it's your decision.
It is my decision.
And you're like, yeah, you know what? We'll keep
I'll leave it up for a little while.
I'll give you little... You little shits what you want for a little bit longer.
You can also find us on YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, SoundCloud.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. We're on Twixer, where our handle is @MediaLunchBreak. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. Keep an eye out for us there. Make sure you subscribe to that channel on YouTube.
Ring that bell?
Yeah, do that.
You ring the bell.
Yeah, I don't, bell. You gotta, but you should.
You should.
You can ring my... Never mind. But you, we're going to be making reviews... on beard care items from Tabletop Beard. So make sure you check that out because their stuff looks really cool and I'm real excited to try it out.
Yeah, I am too.
So come along for the ride. You can also find us on TikTok, where our handle is @TheMediaLunchBreak. We have merch on Teespring. We're on Patreon. That's patreon.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. If you feel like helping out and contributing to the show, becoming a paid member, a patron, will allow you to get your name at the end of every single video we make, which is always an added bonus, or at least all the videos I make. You can also... What else can you do? You can send us an email at themedialunchbreak@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, which is www.themedialunchbreak.com. Give us a rating and reviewing on iTunes, SoundCloud, or YouTube. And last but not least, special thank you to Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
For testing out all the beard care items.
Yeah. Like Andrew said, you can leave a rating and a review, and then you can leave it right in app, and it really does help people find us if you leave that 5-star rating. This week, if you leave a 5-star rating, as always, you can leave whatever kind of review you want in there. And this week, if you leave a 5-star rating, is there a good intersection by you? Much like a young Dundas? Give me a good, if you got a good intersection combination name, I want to hear it. I want to hear it in that comment.
And if you're in Toronto, tell Chris that it's young Dundas. They're like, that's a real place.
You can tell me all you want. You can tell me whatever you want. That's totally fine. So here's the thing. This has been the best damn day of the week. Next week, it is time for Ghostbusters. And then we're also going to be doing the new Teen Titans as well. But in the meantime, if you are listening to this and you're like, hey, before you get to Ghostbusters, I got to say, this is really what you should be talking about. And you have an idea for a show, send it over to us. If you're like, hey, forget the Teen Titans, I read something and I'm giving you a reading assignment for the both of you, send it over to us. If you're a creator, you made a comic, you filmed a pilot, you shot a film, short, long, doesn't matter, whatever, and you want to put people towards it, you want to send it over to us and have us talk about it on the mic and just be like, hey, can you put eyes on this? Can you put ears on this? Send it over to us. We're happy to talk about it. This being said... What do I normally say at this point? I think I did most of my things at this point. Yeah. That went smoother than
this
I thought.
This has been the best damn day of the week.
This has been the best damn day of the week. The Tuesday Newsday.
It's a Tuesday Newsday.
There it is.
We did it.
We did it. We did a thing.
We did a thing. We also made a thing.
And we made a thing, and there before there wasn't a thing, and now there's a thing. And that's it. And
we
that's
how easy thing. It is. So if you, we made a young Dundas.
We made a young Dundas, and by the end of it, it was just a little bit older, you know? So if you listen to this, go out and make a thing. This is how easy it is. Go out there and make something, all right? There it is. That's it. That's all I got. We're done. young Dundas. You're so proud of yourself for this, aren't you?
I'm not. I didn't name it. It's a real place in Toronto.
So proud. So proud of yourself. Okay.
Chris.
You found young Dundas and you're like, I'm just going to live on this forever.
Do you want to know something incredibly disappointing?
What's that?
Not surprising at all.
What?
They're changing the name of it.
To what?
It's a thing that is a Ghana phrase.
Sweet tribal balls. Ghana phrase that means Heavenly Father. I don't
Sankofa Square.
Sankofa Square? What the fuck does that mean?
I gotta look up something else. Kofa. Sankofa is an Akan word from Ghana that means...
That means, please tell me, it means young Dundas.
Roughly translated, it means to go back and get it.
But that's the thing. If you're going to go back and get it, what are you going back to get? Some young Dundas.
It comes from the Akan proverb translated to, it is not taboo to go back for what you forgot or left behind.
Mm.
Is this about people leaving Toronto?
Yes. Because that's all there is to do there. Boom, suckers.
Suck on that poontine.
That's right. We said it wrong on purpose. Just to bother you more. We'll be expecting your apologies in the emails.
Signed a couple of Dundasses.
Yeah. That's the end.